Eita, 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 hola, 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 Zimbabwe muhle, hola mngela ngenjabulo kuhlelo The Connection. Igama lami nguMike Hobe. You're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America on Tuesday, the 25th of December. Merry, Merry Christmas, Zimbabwe muhle. Hi, bafethu, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Gamchira Mchirongwa, ini ndini wenyu. I'm your host, Mike Hobe. Alright, bafethu, ngalisanda ukungena kuhlelo kana muchi kopinda kana mabva kupinda muchirongwa. I want to take this opportunity to welcome you all kuhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Mwineni wenyu msayigwa uMike Hobe. Hai bafethu, singakangeni egodwini lamhlanje tisathapinda muchirongwa, tisathatanga kuzeya chirongwa chanasi. Ngithe kuqakathekile ukuthi ngithathe leli thuba kuthi ndinyathothenda the gentleman who was steering the ship beforehand, who did his official handover to me last week, Ntungamile Nkomo. Hayi bhuti wami, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ntungamile has held down the ship. Ntungamile has steered the ship as the captain for the longest of times, and I want to take this opportunity one more time to thank him for not just entrusting in me to hand the show over to me, but you know, to trust nina abalaleli lami. So thank you so much. And of course, ngaphandle kokubonga Ntungamile, I want to take this opportunity nginibonge nina abalaleli bethu abathandekayo, vatheri vedu ve Studio 7. Aiwa vatheri, tinotenda zvikuru nekutitsigira muchitsvaga news dzedu every single day. Thank you so much, bafethu. We promise ukuthi from here forth, ai bafethu, we will never disappoint. Anyway, so let's move on, bafethu. Lamhlanje kuhlelo nathi mchirongwa. What are we talking about today, mchirongwa chedu? For all those that know, today is Tuesday, which is every Tuesday is Youth Day, Lape Studio 7 of VOA. So today being the last Tuesday before we enter into 2019, I found it very fitting ukuthi sithinte indaba ezimbili. Tinyatsobatha, you know, kill two birds with one stone, bafethu. And the idea of today's topic is not only are we going to look back at 2018 and recap and think, oh, bafethu, what happened in 2018? But lamhlanje, I'm also going to give you guys the platform. Ukuthilingene kuhlelo, you know, muone kane, munyatso taurawone, ama zengu mwawuzo, ma Merry Christmas, ma Happy Birthday, ma whatever. Whoever you're looking to greet, whoever you're looking to show love, aiwa, chirongwa lechenyu nasi. So those are the two topics that we're looking to touch on today. Recapping on 2018, I want to know, are you guys happy with the direction that the country went in 2018? And of course, today is Christmas, bafethu. Merry, Merry Christmas. So, bafethu, make sure with lamhlanje liyangena kuhlelo. But, you know, before we get into the topic, I've got a teaser so that you guys get in, you know, get a taste of what we're discussing lamhlanje kuhlelo. So, bafethu, let's take a look at a reel that will give you guys a little taste of what we're talking about lamhlanje.
Tonight on The Connection,
Zimbabwe Defence Forces, Comrade R.R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed.
I think there is no consensus, is a broad consensus of young people in this country.
Nangagwa Emerson Dambudzo of ZANU-PF Party is therefore duly declared elected President of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
We as MDC Alliance totally reject the results that have been announced so far.
Are you touring a lot?
Big time, yeah. We've been touring a lot in Africa.
Yebo, 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 you know, lutabo, luse kutwini lamhlanje. You saw there for yourself a little taste, and I'm sure some of you are wondering, ah, how did this boy manage to mix all those things in one clip? Stay tuned and you'll understand what exactly we're talking on today. To join the discussion, feel free to write your number in the comments section or call us directly on 202-619-2077. Ngiyaphinda njalo bafethu 202-619-2077. For those that are on radio, bafethu, we have something for you. Sikhona njalo ku radio. The program is going out live in Zimbabwe on our 909 medium frequency, 4930-6080, lagu 15460 kilohertz with shortwave. Sikhona njalo on our three Facebook platforms, Tiripo, Pamapeje, Matatu, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona njalo, VOA Ndebele, Mtwakazi Omuhle, Sikhona, lingakhohlwa njalo ukuthi sikhona ema on the internet. On our web three with different web pages, sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com. Danki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawara neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. Nansi ingoma echisayo, ingoma eka Skyver, DJ Skyver, imali yekolo. You guys should check it out, man. Hi, bafethu, check it out. Make sure ukuthi you follow us on our social media. Libonile laba bafisa ukuxoxisana nami, kana mshilo uthawara neni. Ndiripo pa Instagram, nepa Twitter, @BigMike3, BigMyke3. I promise I respond, bafethu, singaxoxa njalo on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. Uyeze VOA Studio 7. Aiwa, hama zangu, ngatichipindaika mchirongwa cha nasi, apu patiku nyato kurukura, we're looking back at 2018. Ndogu zwakufa kwa muri, imimi, muri eduwe Zimbabwe, hama zedu, ateredwe Studio 7. How do you feel about the proceedings of what happened in 2018? 2018, we experienced so many things, not just as abantu basakhulayo, asi senyika. We experienced an election. We saw a lot of young people come out in positions of importance. We have now a young minister of youth, Kirsty Coventry. Shout out to her. We have Joanna Mamombe, the youngest parliamentarian in Zimbabwe's history. Since 1980, Joanna Mamombe is the youngest Bafetu at age 24. So we have so many things that have happened in 2018. So Bafetu, I want to hear from you guys, as our listeners, as our followers, as our family. Uthi, how do you feel about how things turned out in 2018? Now, 2018, useyaphela bafethu. Ngenani kuhlelo ngiyaphinda njalo 202-619-2077. Yoni number yokuthi sithinta khona. Ngenani kuhlelo bafethu sixoxe ngoba ningibethu. All right, guys, so let's get into it. It's about that time, eh? We've all been waiting for this moment. Right, so nasi mchirongwa na mbokudza, we're looking back at 2018. But before we get into 2018, you know, there's a couple of events that happened in 2017 that shaped the course of 2018 for Zimbabwe as a country. So, Hamadzangu, ontanga, let's backtrack, jiggy, back to November 2017. In November 2017, an event happened in Zimbabwe whereby Zimbabweans worldwide regarded this event as one of the most momentous events in Zimbabwe since 1980, since independence. That is the moment whereby we saw our former president, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, lose power, step down as president of the Republic of Zimbabwe. Now, this moment, of course, led way to President Emmerson Mnangagwa taking over the reins as president of the country. Since then, we've now come to 2018, we experienced the general election, we saw a lot of different events coming out, but we're still focusing on November 2017. But I've got you guys back. For those that don't know what happened in 2017, Bafetu, I've got a little teaser, a little clip that will give you guys the gist of what happened. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice.
We are heartened by your display of composure, order and discipline during various marches which occurred at the weekend without any public violence. Meetings with His Excellency the President and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe, have gone on in an atmosphere of mutual respect, and several guarantees have been made. As your defense and security services, we remain seized with the operation codenamed Operation Restore Legacy. We are confident to take our beloved country out of its present circumstances and set it on the desired development trajectory.
In terms of the provisions of Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Amendment Number 20, 2013, following my verbal communication with the Speaker of the National Assembly, Advocate Jacob Mudenda, at 13:53 hours, 21st November 2017, intimating my intention to resign as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with immediate effect.
Grace Mugabe was removed from the position of Secretary for the Women's League of ZANU-PF for promoting hate speech, divisiveness, and assuming roles and powers not delegated to her office. Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa was elected as President and First Secretary of ZANU-PF pending ratification by the Extraordinary Congress scheduled for 12 to 17 December 2017 and was nominated as the party presidential candidate for the 2018 general election.
Emerson Dambudzwa Mnangagwa, swear that as president.
Well, Bafwetu, you saw it there on Tangali. You saw it with your own two eyes. That was November summed up in a clip within 2 minutes. Lapho sibone ubu owayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe stepped down. Vayimboya umthungamiri wenyika, he stepped down. He resigned as president. Some would argue he resigned. Some would argue he pushed down the moment. The point is he left vacated office for President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. Now, that moment that we just recapped led to so many different things thereafter. We saw, like I said, President Emmerson Mnangagwa take over reins as president, interim president at the time. We saw owayengumongameli webandla eliphikisayo, MDC Alliance, uMshakavu Umuyi passing away. May his soul rest in peace. We then saw a young gentleman named Advocate Nelson Chamisa come through the ranks as a... and find himself president of the main opposition party, the MDC. Now, with Chamisa coming into power, that seemed to be something that excited abantu abaningi abasakhulayo, because a lot of people, that especially those that we spoke to here on Studio 7, were saying it's very exciting ukubona umuntu who understands them, who resembles them in such a position of power. Now, With him coming into power came about different movements that were now ignited. Of course, this election was mainly ignited and pushed by forces which were all youth-based. Ungabheka ngale with Emmerson Mnangagwa, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa had his ED must vote ED movement, and Chamisa had his generational consensus movement. Both of these movements were pushed by young people, and the idea was to not just campaign for these presidential candidates, but to make young people understand, ukuthi, you are not just the leader of tomorrow, but you are the leader of today. So, bafethu, without wasting your time, let's go to a clip whereby the founding members of the generational consensus, Okgifto Staliosi Sizwe, explains to us what exactly these movements were all about and why they're so important to us as abantu abasakhulayo. Take a look.
Thank you very much. Brother Mlambo, what is this hashtag generational consensus?
Hashtag generational consensus is a broad consensus of young people in this country. Remember that the demographic structure or the demographic composition of Zimbabwe is that the majority of the people in, Zimbabwe are aged between the ages of 15 and 45. So the idea therein is that cognizant of the reality that this year is an election year and the young people being the majority of citizens in the under the population database equally should take a leading role in shaping up their future. So generational consensus, hashtag generational consensus, is a movement that is being run by those who are aged between the age of 80 and 40. It's an issue around Comrade Wamba Diawamba's ascendance in the presidency of the Movement for Democratic Change. It's an issue around broad bread and butter issues. It's beyond being a political rhetoric.
Hi, bafethu, libonile, bechasisa ukuthi, hey, what was this movement all about? Maonaoka, my founding members, a generational consensus movement. What exactly was this movement all about? 202-619-2077. That's the number to call if you're looking to join us. Lamhlanje kuhlelo. Mina igamalami. I'm your host, Mike Hove. So, as we move on, Bafethu, we've already recapped two very momentous moments that I think were very important. I still want to hear from you guys, Uguti, which moments did you think were very important when we're talking about shaping the discourse of where we currently are as a nation in Zimbabwe? One of them was the later stages of 2017, where we saw uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eshutunwa. I mean, sorry, uMongameli uRobert Mugabe losing power as the president. Of course, giving over the reins, passing over to Emmerson Mnangagwa, and now we've discussed a movement that came about during election period, the Generational Consensus Movement and the ED Has My Vote movement. So, bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, Tiani Ndlebe, please join our program. 202-619-2077 is the number to call. Ngenani kuhlelo.
Most see, as far as Mbona Ngakona, it's very much worse. Very much worse. So that some of us are just sending impasse better so that they enjoy just like us. Kungangono Nilambe, Gota, which was the name of which lies Konagulin Kina, Utole Usizo, like I've got my mom, I've got my sisters, things like that, the car, I need them. What was Tole Vitilega, Benyela Kavana. As it is, I'm just from Joburg. The Malaysia, we are to Meleka.
All right, Bafethu, you saw it and you heard there from one of our listeners. Ubongani moyo, bongani siyabonga kakhulu. Ngokusekela siyabonga kakhulu ngokusitshela umbono wakho mayelana ngesimo sekhisimusi. But before we move on to our next moment, wathi ngithatha umlaleli, I hear we have a caller. Mlaleli, mlaleli, unjani mthereri, tinogamuchira imchirongwa.
Makadi iko.
Aiwa, tiripo vamagocha, makadi yenyu baba.
Ndiri pamwe ndinomhoresa mhuri yeshe yeZimbabwe.
mapinda kamuchirongwa baba ndinoti ndinovimba kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe pari pane vamwe vari kufara pane vamwe vari kuchema asi I'm sure nawo vari kuti good evening kwamuri
ndizvo zvandinozvitendawo chaizvo
saka mapinda kamuchirongwa baba aiwa endirai
mberi ndinoda kuti tangira pana 2017 wamama chitaura
eh
2017 kutorwa kwakati pasimba kubva kuna Mugabe kwake kwakanaka nekuti wamugabe wakanga watora nguva huru ari pachigaro chazvipondo zvekutoti vangadai masoja vakatiwo mhuri yeZimbabwe ese mapati ese kambenai moita maelection akasununguka iwo masoja vakapfumbata maoko vari mumabharaki nyika yese yoona pasi rese roona kuti zveshuwa muZimbabwe maitwa maelection ari free and fair yes mainvestors ouya oita mabhizinesi you know iye zvinezvi hakuna kana investor anouya kuzoita bhizinesi munyika iri kutongwa nemasoja iri richava dambudziko redu reupenyu hwese zvavari kutaura ivo kuti hanzi tipei makore mashoma shoma anonzi mashoma shoma makore mangani kuda kutipedzera nguva tichishupika ngavaregedze zvavari kuita izvozvezvo vaise vanhu vanofanirwa kutonga nyika iyo iyayai tiende mberi iye zvino tiri kushupika tiri kunze kwenyika vana vari kumusha uko tatadza kuenda kukrismasi iye zvino ndiri mubotswana izvozvo asi ndinoda kuti ndinoona mhuri yangu ndavaregedze zvavari kuita izvozvezvo kwete kutipedzera nguva ndo mashoko angu iwayo
It's 2017. Ndiudze woka baba kuti 2018 uyu akutosvika kumagumo. What do you think of it?
Apana chinombofamba bakana zvinhu zvakaita zvazvakaita izvinezvi. Ndozvinonzi vhiri rakabhainda. Zvekuti zvavati kupusha kwese kwatiri kuita uku apana tiri kupedzisira tasvika kuna 2008. Ndokwatakatarisa ikoko. Vari kutitaura nyepirana hanzi peturu dhiziri rakazara munyika. Tingashupika here peturu nedhiziri rakazara munyika. Ndo zvaiitwa nevakuru vakasiya masimba.
Aiwa.
Ndo gwara ratiri kutedza. Hapana kana chenji chatakachinja apa ifesi yemunhu chete gwara ratiri kuenda na 2008 nekwatiri kuenda ndiri same saka gore rineiri ratopera hapana tatisaimoni ratopera hapana chataita kuti akupinda mune uriri kuuya iro ndo rakaoma manje kudarika ratiri rinoi
aiwa aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka tisati taita runhare pasi ndachida kuzivawo kuti ko krismasi iri seiko ikoko kubotswana
dokerera zvakare handaunzwa
ndaanchibvunza ndichiti krismasi iri seiko ikoko kubotswana kwamuri
aiwa kunoku kwakasununguka zvinhu zvese zvirimo izvo zvimusatadhe taitonwira nwira nyama tichigocha everything zvinhu zvese zviri pakanaka
asi makawana mukana here wekutumira mari kumba kumusha
ndakatotumira $120 zvekuti wabatsirikani
aiwa inga makatogona vamagocha
maona manje
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa baba thank you so much handiti
ndatendawo zvikuru namangwana futi
murambe muchititsigira
ndizvozvo mukoma ndinoramba ndichiteerera everyday 7 zvikachaya ndinoenda topa
joseph aiwa tinotenda zvikuru takunzwa zvakanaka vamagocha
ndinotenda hangu mike hoye
aiwa tinotenda muve nekrismasi yakanaka ndidi baba
nemiwo mukoma nemizvese
ai valaleleli mzwile umnumzana ujohn magocha esisithi hayi mina ngicabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo eZimbabwe ubona ngani okutshintshileyo ngumongameli kuphela umbuso uyafana indlela abaphatha ngayo ilizwe kuyafana akula mehluko so I hear we have another call abafethu before we move on 2026192077 is the number to call nxa lifisa ukungena kuhlelo lingasixhuma njalo kuwhatsapp o nxa lifisa ukuxoxisana nami ngikhona kuTwitter njalo kuInstagram @BigMike3 ngixhumeni I promise ngiza responda masixoxeni I hear we have another caller ecingweni Mthereri caller hello mlaleli ukhona ecingweni
hello
eh makadenyu baba
Andri Gunugu, South Africa, and Koma Mandiki.
Vamandiki, Kuriseko, South Africa.
Okay, it's like following you, I think of you because I can have a battery game go to our animal under Andri Gunugu.
And Rain, you bet.
It's like because we are spread all over the world to the Zimbabwean people. So I never believed that the situation was like that.
Christmas, how are you celebrating it? South Africa.
It's very difficult to explain, Bonzi. How can you celebrate Christmas when you are separated from your family? It's very difficult. And because now we are talking about send a mari via eco church via Mukuru. Maria, you guys send them now. Kumusha, and from what I'm traveling, I'm in town. Maria, we send her Kumusha, I'm a Bonzi. Because in this village, we are talking about something that is difficult. But I'm not. It's very difficult to send them money. $10, are Kumusha. $10, you and Kuru are in town. Maybe good, come for a daughter. Go.
Aiwa baba chakunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Aiwa ndanje tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa murundinzwa.
Oh, unfortunately, Mukoma, they must have made some of our needs.
I no problem, Baba. Thank you so much, nekupinda muchirongwa. So balaleli mzwile lapha umnumzana uyachasisa ukuthi hayi yena akathabanga uthi hayi vele yena ngwesibili osandungena kuhlelo namhlanje uthi hayi indlela uhulumeni aphatha ngayo ilizwe hayi ubona ngani hayi it's defeated them bafethu uthi please kodwa yena he said something that's very important eningi labantu seem to just put the blame on Zanu PF kodwa yena uthi lokhu it's not about politics anymore. Ubona ngani kuqhakathekile ukuthi yena umongameli owebandla eliphikisayo uNelson Chamisa kumele ahlale phansi lo mongameli uRobert Mugabe. Lo Emmerson Mnangagwa baxoxisane bobabili balungise ilizwe. So masiqhubekele phambili bafethu. Earlier on, we were speaking about a generational consensus movement. Now, I explained to you guys what a movement, Lena, both movements, the generational consensus movement and the EDS My Vote movements, were youth-powered movements. Now, these movements led to a lot of voter mobilization ahead of the elections, and not just mobilizations to get people to sign up, to register to vote. Kodwa, these people, these movements mobilized abantu on voter day, ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo baphume ngobuningi babo bayobhalisa njalo bayovota on voting day. Now, for those that didn't know, during our election, sibone abantu abayi 5.5 million bevota, of which amongst that 5.5 million, 60% were abantu abasakhulayo. This, of course, credits to both movements, EET as My Vote Movement, Njalo in Generational Consensus Movement. Ngenxa yokuthi yibo abantu that were pushing abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi baphume ngobuningi babo bayobhalisa ukuvota, njalo bathathe ikusasa labo in their own hands. Kule saying esikhiwa that says, the youth are the future of tomorrow. Kodwa these movements were trying to make abantu abasakhulayo recognize ukuthi bona there were 60% of abantu ababhalisile ukuvota. Njalo, if you look at the demography yabantu abasakhulayo eZimbabwe, were in the majority. So bona bathi ayi cha, lento yokuthi abantu abasakhulayo are the future. Asakufuni. We want abantu abasakhulayo to understand ukuthi not only should they start packing for the future, but they should start packing for today. Now, as we move on, Bafethu, we're now about to move on to the third moment that I want to discuss, Lamshanje Kuhlelo, which is the general elections. The moment that a lot of Zimbabweans went out there and experienced. The first general election whereby we did not have one umongameli, owaying umongameli Robert Mugabe, njalo mshakavu umuyi umoken Tsvangirai. But first, let's take a look at what happened during these general elections.
I'm just exercising my right as a citizen of this country. I believe we have got a part to play, especially as the youth of this country.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission would like to report that as of 0800 hours this morning, 90% out of the 10,985 polling stations were open. Nangagwa Emerson Dambudzo of ZANU-PF Party is therefore duly declared elected President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with effect from the 3rd of August 2018.
We as MDC Alliance totally reject the results that have been announced so far.
The application has been lodged. As you can see, it is a thick application. Apart from this application, there's also a separate bundle of evidence which deals with all the issues that are raised in this application. And for instance, we've managed to place before the courts unpopulated those signed V11 forms. And how does that happen? We've managed to place before the courts V11 forms which show an attempt to erase the figures that have been entered. We've managed to place before the court all the mathematical and statistical irregularities. We've managed to place before the court the background issues that bear on the conduct of a free, fair and credible election.
But the underlying premise in the determination of a matter of this nature is the facts, and the facts are established by evidence. And we've always said that there was no evidence, and the court found that there was no evidence of the malpractices alleged. These were just bold allegations, and yeah, so the court agreed with us.
I, Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, swear that as President of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and will obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
You know, this election was so interesting. This election was so intriguing. Even on social media, everyone was now a lawyer. Everyone was talking about V11s, produce the V11s, this V11Z. Hi, this election was interesting. So, Bafethu, that was our third moment right there. Ontanga, Bechidiki, how do you feel about the year? It's come and gone. Nangu 2018. Fu, sambili. Chongi chongi. We look. Nangu 2019. Upambi kwe two. So far, we've highlighted three momentous moments dated back to 2017. Lapho sabona uMongameli uRobert Mugabe stepped down after so long as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. Sabona uEmmerson Mnangagwa taking over the reins, which led to the general elections of 2018, whereby he won, becoming the first, this was his first democratically elected term as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe. We also discussed euphoria eabuya Nelson Chamisa as he ascended into power, and of course sabona abantu abasakhulayo taking their futures into their own hands, going out there registering to vote, and of course beyobhalisa ukuvota. So Bafethu, ngifuna ukuzwa kini, ngenani kuhlelo Bafethu 2026192077. Ngenani kuhlelo, igama lami ngu Mike Hove, that's the number to call.
Yes,
Merry Christmas, Bafethu, Merry Christmas. Hi, so let me just go to our Facebook pages. How are you viewing the program? Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, Putwami. Aiwa, Hanzina, Fiona Chikuku, Inyaye, Iripano, Nathan Chironga Fiona. We're looking back at 2018. Dudagwana, Dudagwana, Vakwa Muri. Saga, Moto Tfonera, +12026192077. Dudagwana, Vakwa Muri. Kuti, when you look back at 2018, especially Vanwechi Diki, how do you view 2018? Nema wondro e news, Jagafama Zaganaka, Eremunika. Lee Air Conditioning. Is that a real name? Uti 2018 wasn't good for us Zimbos. We thought things were going to get better, but knowing that there's tunnel at the end of the light, but kanyangani uli, uti, hi, the sun, she does not see it. Kevin Chiwoso. Kevin unjani putwa manzi. Merry Christmas, Mkoma Wove. Merry Christmas to you, Mkoma Kevin. Ronald Makoni Arukti, sorry Christmas. I looks like Ronald is not in the festive season. Joshua Kururi Arukti Dambu Ziko says Zitarake. Looks like Joshua is not a big fan of uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Daniel Ntemba Arukti Tukumro Msoro Wenyaya Wanasi Ndavakutsanangura. Daniel Ndishiti Nasi Muchirongwa. Not only am I giving you guys platform kutimu wanaomkana wakumoresa hama zenyu, but I want to hear from you kuti 2018 uyu akutoshika kumagumo. What do you think of the progress that the country has made? Do you think kuti zvinhu zvakafamba zvakanaka here, hongu kana kwete? Klopas ari kuti happy Xmas. Klopas makadi yenyu Mukoma. Tula ari kuti kushayo andikwazisa. Aiwa Tula, ndiripo wani makadi yenyu Mukoma. Tula, saka Bafethu, pindai muchirongwa 2026192077 ndiyo namba yekuti fonera. So Bafethu, libazwila balale bethu bekhasisa eneng labo bakhanya ngani they are not really excited by this year's Christmas, ngenxa yokuthi abanye baphile emazweni, vamwewo vachiri kumanyika akasiyana siyana, especially ku South Africa, vari kuti vakatadza kudzokera ku Zimbabwe kuti vanoshanyira hama dzavo, not because isimo somnotso elizweni aiwa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika vanhu vakawanda vari kuti hazvina hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika. So a lot of them felt kuti aiwa kuti vaonewo mukana vangovo vachiri kushanda kumanyika vakasiyana siyana kuna nina South Africa nanina Botswana. They found it very necessary kuti hai ngono mutsumezele mali abantu vabasemakhaya bakholise ngosuku lwekhisimusi. So bafethu sithinteni ku social media, please continue writing ama comments enyu abafisa ukuxoxisana nami ngikhona ku Twitter njalo ku Instagram @bigmike3 bigmyke3 kana mchida kukurukura neni ngatisanganei ipapo. Ngiyezwa ukuthi silo mlaleli singakaqhubekele phambili rega isitori mthereri. Kola kola mlaleli mthereri makadi enyu mapinda mchirongwa chive chidiki.
Thank you very, very, very much. I'm going to say Sanbona Ninjani, Makati, Oriplanchi, Abarindokuzangu, Xeng, Eye, Vaseye, I'll get you all in a...
Vasele, brah! Ukhant!
Bayakot, bayakot, man!
Sagarumtara, mchiroga, Jani.
My name is very controversial. I'm known as Vukani or Vuka Zimbabwe, but people, they call me Vuka Vuka, so you can call me whatever you want. It's absolutely fine.
No stress, Vuka Vuka. Keep on, put on.
Hey, he's in the guy. I don't know. Is this my COVID? Because obviously now I'm using my phone. I can't see what I'm talking to. Is this my COVID?
Yeah, but my COVID.
Because your program actually has got some very good topics that you keep on coming with day in, day out. That's very, very good. You're doing a wonderful and fantastic job.
Thank you so much, Bugani. Thank you.
Sure. You were just showing a few videos, obviously.
No problem. No problem. Kuluma, puti, kuluma. Taurai, let's speak.
Okay, all right. You were talking about the election, how they went. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest with you, I personally think that the election between me and you, we can appreciate the fact that the elections did not go as smooth as they were supposed to go, based on the report that we saw on the televisions from the EU, from the United Nations, from the SADC, and unfortunately, the normal citizens like me and you, we are the ones who are suffering. The elections did not bring permanent solutions to our problems as we're expecting. If you remember, do you agree with me that last year we were in a better position than where we are right now in terms of financial, in terms of political stability? Do you agree with me, sir?
Well, it's difficult to say yes or no. These are all different, not only are they different presidents, however, the country at that point and the country at this point are in two totally different positions. However, based on abantu abaningi abangenayo kuhlelo kanti bakawanda ukuphinda mchirongwa, a lot of people are saying, hayi, ngono sibisele umgabe. So I guess a lot of people seem to agree with you, Bugani, when you say ukuthi the country was in a better position.
I understand the position you are taking. You're taking a position whereby you don't want to tell me what you think. But in any case, it's absolutely fine. I respect that 100%. I'm going to give you a quick comparison. Last year, this year, we had US dollars. Last year, this year, we had Coca-Cola. Last year, this year, we had less number of people who were being politically persecuted by the ruling party. By the way, I don't belong to any political party. I don't support ZANU-PF. I don't support Biza. I don't support MDC. They can all go and die. My first preference, I am a public citizen like you first. So I think we have to come together as citizens and come up with solutions to our problems, because politicians are not bringing up permanent solutions that we are looking for. And it's unfortunately, I personally think this is the time us as citizens will have to rise up. And this is going to be controversial. Please, in terms of agreement,
Aiwa, and Rambe. So, mina, Vugani, Ima, I want to understand something. Aungchele, wena ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na? Bengiti ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na, are you still someone who's I guess part of the youth?
Well, the definition of the youth itself, it depends where you what you mean about that. I am 36 years old.
Okay.
In ZANU PF, 52 years old people, they're still youth. So I don't know exactly what standard are we using here.
So I guess in most societies, without the legal definition of what youth is, because ngahamba ngomthetho or the constitution, someone would say 35 and below. But in most societies, abantu would say 40 and below. So we would regard you as umuntu ongisakhulayo. Now, you've mentioned ukuthi you don't want to be taking political sides on this issue, and you feel ukuthi njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe, we feel we should be the ones to enhance ourselves. Now, wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, how do you feel, what way do you see abantu abasakhulayo, or what do you think abantu abasakhulayo should do to move the country forward? Because, you know, young people are the highest demography in the country.
You know what? I like the way you ask your question, the way you put it across. Mm-hmm. And I think you should continue with that mentality, purely because you provoke something, young people. Right, answering your question, me as a young person, I personally believe if we look back before independence itself, what history is arrogant. History, you know, always repeats itself. Before independence, our parents, they were in their youth, they felt that they were being unfairly treated. They felt that they were not given equal job opportunities. They felt that their earning potential was very low. And we are finding ourselves as youth today, we are in exactly the very same predicament, whereby our liberty has been taken away, our freedom has been taken away from us, and above all, we are being persecuted as young people day in and absolutely day out. Then, here is my solutions. My solutions are, as much as people want to blame the MDC for whatever or ZANU-PF, I personally think the youth today should come together and take full responsibility of what they want to do. But imagine what the AGM Pagaduswa Emerson Labuzum Nangagwa is absolutely clueless, doesn't even excuse the expression, but however, I don't want to continue going. Look on Twitter, look on Facebook, people speaking their mind about these old folks. Remember, we're talking about young people, about these old folks in power, in safety services, in the army, people in the police, old folks, they're absolutely clueless. We need reset. We need a reset on the political arena. We need a reset on the financial arena. So it takes me and you to uprise against these old folks. Enough is enough. Because my future for my kids has been stolen out by these idiots. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Thank you for correcting yourself there. It's very bad to insult about doing my
head. Yeah, I'm really sorry. So the short of the matter is, I personally, I would have chosen maybe Nelson Chamisa to be a leader. He's a youthful leader. He's young. He's energetic. He's pragmatic. I have put something that I can identify with him. His hands are clean. Whereas almost woman about my father and about ED, he's like a zingo. I've got friends of mine who were crying just this Christmas about issues of Kukura only that happened a long time ago. And me, I am Shona, ne? Mm-hmm. I don't know other Shona people. I need to be in touch with my Ndebele youth brothers. I don't want any past history to come in between us. So we need, as youth, we should start advocating for true reconciliation. Reconciliation that does not have any boundaries. Reconciliation that is no, you know, that does not have any limitation. Because nowadays, Mfokas, I don't understand what Mfokas. So I need somebody who is a Ndebele brother to explain to me, hey, first, I want to use the thing, that way we can start complimenting each other as youth for a better good.
Thank you so much. Your insight was very, very good. Thank you so much, Kutoba.
I should say thanks to you once again. May the wonderful Lord bless you abundantly and eat this way.
Bye. I say a good opportunity. Merry Christmas. Hai balaleli batereri mamunzo auvu gani arunyatsutsanangura arutaiwa vanhu vechidiki. It's about time you take accountability. It's about time we take our future into, not just our future, but we are the leaders of today. Aiwa ngati endremberi bafethu. It's Christmas. Bukana ndoenu. So let's go to some of our listeners to hear ukuthi bona bathini ngosuku lwekhisimusi.
Ndikubingelela bonke abasakazi be-Studio 7 igama ngengu-Rapson Mwaleni lapha eJohannesburg. Lo mnyaka ube unzima, sizamile lokuthi siyevota kukhetho, kodwa akusizi lutho ngoba namanje ukuhlupheka kuyaphambili elizweni lethu, kakuhlangani lutho. Kunzima, silokhu singaphandle kwelizwe, sehluleka ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya sehlala phansi kwelethu ilizwe sijabule. Akunzima, lekhisimusi kayisoze ibe mnandi ngoba yonke into, imali kayikho ezweni, ipetroli kayikho ezweni. Hayi, kunzima kakhulu. Mina ngizoyidlalela egoli ngoba ngiyasebenza kulokho. Ngithanda ukubingelela zonke izihlobo zami ezisekhaya, ngithi babe lekhisimusi omnandi noma nje isimo sinzima.
Yes, wena. Limzwilu Rapson Mwali uthi hello, uthi Merry Merry Christmas. 2026192077 is the number to call. Kodwa isikhathi 10 minutes left uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. So bafethu, we've touched on so many different things that have happened elizweni, but you know, so many good things have happened to Zimbabweans. Now, of course, some of them are not necessarily based in the country, some of them are based in the country, but we can't just all focus on negativity. There's positive that came out in 2018, and lamhlanje kuhlelo uMike Hobe uthi hayi ngeke, we'll not just focus on negative, we'll also put a little positive spin to it. So let's get into it, bafethu. Let's touch on a couple of people who are Zimbabweans that have done exceptionally well in 2018. The first one that I'm going to touch on, bafethu, Danai Gurira. Some of you know Danai, some of you might not, but Danai Gurira is an actress based in Hollywood who has just taken, my lord, her career has just gone, I can't even find words to describe how amazing her career has gone. Danai featured in what the blockbuster movie Black Panther, which sold over $70 million first week, which was produced by Marvel, the first one based on Africa. Gurira Njalo was recently appointed as one of Isiphathamandla Somanyano were United Nations. Now, let's move on, bafethu. Second Zimbabwean that I want to touch on is a British-based Zimbabwean. Mfana wako mthwakazi, uDonel Mangena. This boy is only about 17, 18. I stand corrected, 17 or 18. This boy competed in The Voice UK, ngale kwele Billy Tannen, came out in second place. Umfana lo, after the competition, has worked with the likes of Will.i.am. Those that don't know Will.i.am, remember the song, Oh my God, Will.i.am. So Umfana lo has now produced Ingoma Yakhe Yokuqala, his first hit single, which has hit over 1 million views on YouTube. Asambeni kuye uMangena, mfana waMangena, thatha isikhundla sibo. Right, so of course we're loading that clip of uDonel Mangena. Like I said to you, Umfana lo has done exceptionally well in this year. He's done well on the Spotify charts. He's done well on the YouTube charts. A lot of Zimbabweans have been talking about him. Umhlaba wonke jikelele. I remember even ngilomngane odabuka kwele South Africa who was arguing with me and said, Umfana lo is South African. Ngathi hayi cha, Umfana lo ngowethu. So masihambeni kuye. Ngilitshengisa ukuthi Umfana lo uMangena, how talented is he? Koswa wena mfana wa mangena. With it the way you dance, you make it bang like a drum. Bada bada bam. I umfana lo. Guys, I love this kid. Now let's move on before to the third Zimbabwean I want to touch on. Of course, there's so many Zimbabweans that were doing exceptionally well, but because we're running out of time, I only picked four. The third Zimbabwean, she recently released a hit single into Shoto. Anyone that remembers Andy Brown, his daughter Uamara Brown, guys, one of the most talented musicians based in Zimbabwe. Now, we were lucky enough because one of our reporters, Heather Maxwell, was able to get in touch with Uamara Brown not so long ago. So, Mafetsu, let's just go and let the interview speak for itself. Amara will show you. Uamara can sing. Voice of an angel. Oh, my God. Let's go.
Hi, my name is Amara Brown. I am a Zimbabwean Afropop artist. And today, I'm going to be performing a song called Next Lifetime. This is called Mbira. It is a Zimbabwean traditional instrument, and even though I'm a pop artist, I love incorporating this in my music. I recorded this song with the now late, great Yuma Sekela, very dear, dear, not just artist, but person to me, and I'd like to dedicate this performance to him because we recorded this song together. And I hope you enjoy it. Here it goes.
The voice of an angel. Now, Bafetu, to the last person. Unfortunately, the time's running out, but let's quickly go to him. Murume we ndiaka imba nziyo inonzi nziyo yerudo, nziyo yerudo, nziyo yerudo. Japri, Japri, Japreza. Let's go to Japreza. Kanyangani, hey.
I have a question about your name, Ja Preza. Is that your given name or is it your stage name? And what does it mean?
It's my stage name. My real name is Mukudzei. Mukudzei in English means praise. Oh. So that's where Ja Preza came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
We play!
Why the military clothes on stage?
I always wanted to be a soldier. It was one of my big dreams.
Are you touring a lot?
Big time, yeah. I've been touring a lot in Africa and Europe. I've been to the States, I've been to Canada, I've been to the UK, I've been to Malawi, I've been to South Africa, so many countries. Yeah, sometimes we just go. We just travel, just to record, just to do projects.
I love this song.
Yeah, it seems like you've been listening to that song a lot, right?
I have. And, I mean, it's a beautiful song. And I also love Yemi Alade.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing. I'm a big fan. And when we did that song, it was a dream come true because I always wanted to do something with her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a dream come true.
Hey, unodo, aye man, ziyo yerudo, chapi, shout out to the man. So, bafethu isikhathi sesiphelile, we have about 20 seconds left. Hi, abangenile kuhlelo, thank you so much, lo ungena kuhlelo, labasakhulayo, lilami uMikhobe. We touched on several different moments. In 2018, I gave the platform to you guys, la kuluma elifisayo, la kuluma inhliziyo zonke. Kwanele kwalamhla Zimbabwe omuhle mthwakazi omuhle chirongwa tashika kumagumo anokuoneka inemfaro ngati sangane same time same place muchirongwa the connection mwe neni Mike Hove. Hai Zimbabwe omuhle, bye bye, good night.